There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do. Make sure you do it in the next hour plus, because today's the day that we're going to talk about getting over fear, talking with three people who've survived terrorist attacks. It is chilling, but I think truly inspirational. Hopefully you'll get as many goosebumps as I did doing it. Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. How are you, Cookie?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
And absolutely.
I've been listening to you actually just for the past, within this past year, I found out who you were by just checking internet. I wanted to listen to some good programming, and I'll listen to you every day when I'm at work.
And, well, great. Thank you.
And I listen on your podcast, so, because I can't listen to you generally live. Today I took a chance, and I'm a little, I don't know how to approach this.
Okay.
Like I told the fella that answered the phone.
Trevor. Yeah.
I said, well, let me just call next week, because I'm calling from California time, and I didn't think that I would be able to get on. And let me format my questions, because I don't want to sound real stupid. And, you know, I decided to just go for it.
Good
but
for you.
Listen. Yeah.
You're never going to sound stupid. This isn't about stupid, ever. So don't worry. You may feel a little bit unclear, but unclear, I mean, that's
right.
Why I'm here, is to help
right.
clarify. So no worries.
Yeah, stupid isn't in my vocabulary. I think
good.
I like being creative. I'm a very creative person, but here's my problem here. I have a situation that I wanted to talk about my son, but I think it's actually talking about me.
Okay.
And how I deal with this. So, where do I go? What do you want to know?
Well, tell me, first of all, how old is your son?
Okay. My son is 33. I have four grown children now.
Okay.
And in a nutshell, my husband and I have been married for 35 years, and then we separated. So it's been a lifetime of marriage. And we've had a lot of really hard times. He got downsized from his job of 35 years, which was pretty painful, as anyone can see. We lived in a beautiful home in a beautiful community for 25 of those years, and we lost our home. We lost everything. I literally, we had agreed to basically take a break. We had to find places to live. I mean, this was really everything that you hear, you know, people lose their jobs, the economy, all that stuff, all that did happen to us. I'm not going back with my husband. We haven't divorced yet. We've just, I have filed papers, but the judge, the judge sort of said no. He says, we'll take a break on this and come back later. And I was like, what?
Wow. Well, based on what?
Very, very funny. Based on, he did say, I have a unique case here. I have a long-term, married couple. He wasn't, because Harold was not working. And I happened to have been at that time on a disability break. My life really fell apart from work. I work at a state job, so I could do that, and I needed to time off to recoup and recover my personal losses in every which way. So we both weren't working, but so the judge says, well, tell you what, when you both get back to working, write each other a letter of when that does and how much you make, and then we'll discuss this. I said, why? I literally said, why? It doesn't make any sense. I am going back to work. I'm just taking, I'm on a disability break right now, and I have a due date back. And that was what he decided. That was the craziest thing. So, and part of that was because my husband at the time got some really bad advice, because he was angry and all other things. And they said, well, you can sue me for alimony. I said, you cannot be serious. You're not going to do that. And then he dropped those charges as we came in, and that's why the judge said that. So that was
okay. I'll tell you what he did, even though I think he probably exceeded his authority. And there have actually been a couple documentaries about this, about judges exceeding their authority with couples for all sorts of reasons. But my guess in this particular case is he felt that the economics of it were too volatile, and so anything that was going to be that he was going to decide, which is part of a divorce proceeding, was going to get undone, was going to get challenged, and that's probably why I still think
challenged.
I'm a little
by who?
By either party. That either of you could go back and say, well, you know, it was unstable at the time, or we didn't know that was going to happen, or it was out of a job, and judges hate to be second guessed. So, you know, I still think that that's not his role, but it's certainly
it
not incumbent.
It threw me off for sure.
Well, it's did you have a lawyer?
Yeah, I have a law assistant, yes, who's doing all the paperwork for us, which we both paid for. I mean, it's really basically amicable, except for when Harold threw this loop at me, and I said, well, you can't do this, Harold. It's ridiculous. You got to not do that. But
well, that's probably why I did it, though, because essentially it turns out to be a contested divorce at that moment.
So I okay. haven't gone any further.
Right. How long ago was all that?
That's 4 years ago.
Nothing's happened since?
No, I've been working on all kinds of different things, just trying to figure out how I'm going to put myself together. I'm an attractive 61-year-old woman who has, I'm looking at my future. I'm looking at what retirement I might have. I'm looking at where my life will go. I'm looking, you know, I'm planning whatever it is I can plan, you know, and I'm going to be one of these, like, seniors that's going to be living under a tree somewhere, and I actually don't want to do that, but I will be the working poor. I am the working poor, actually. Harold made a very good income. We had an upstanding, upscale house, and he lived in a really nice city.
Did you have any savings?
We had some savings, and he started to go through them. I mean, he took like $5,000 out and just started spending money here and there. And I went, no. So I blocked everything. He has a retirement, a 401, that he says he's not going to touch that. He's not going to give me half. So that's our fight in a way. But my other thing is that one of the other reasons is everything's always about money. I mean, divorce is always about money, you know. Living is about money. We're not materialistic people, but, I mean, we are modern people. We'd like to have a roof overhead, and you do need a vehicle to get to and from work. He is a very careless businessman. He was good at his job. He was a salesperson, and he was really good at his job. And it took him they started downsizing some of the
junior employees.
Well, the older employees.
Oops, yeah.
Who had been there for a very long time. He was there when the company was a family-owned company.
That's because they're probably making the most money. Yeah.
You're right. They did make the most money, and they had the biggest territories. We had a family of four, and I went back to work after a while, and I always worked in the home, but
Right, anyhow, so where are we today? What's the focus
where we're
today?
Today is that, I mean, I am, I didn't realize how long it takes to get over this kind of loss. And it is a loss. We've all grieved over losing everything that we've had. My marriage, my kids had to find a place to live, my youngest daughter, everybody. And I was homeless. I literally went, whatever I could put in my car is what I had. I mean, it was awful, so I had to take time away from work because I was done. I've recovered, and although I know the pain is still kind of deep, my one son has not.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I live in a place on my own now. Okay.
How old? All right, so tell me the ages. How old are your four kids?
Oh, my youngest is 27 to 37.
Okay. So let's focus, what is it, the second son or the second child?
The second child. I have a daughter, son, a daughter, and they're all very different.
Right. So what's the one? Let's focus on the one that's having the most problems, okay?
The one that is having the most problems is my first son.
All right. Let's hang on. I'll be back to you in just a second. All right. 855-993-7569. Justine, I will get to you as well. I'll give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Cindy, who, for those of you who have your little uninformed, to be quite honest, notion about who is on welfare and who needs food stamps and who are the working poor, you should listen to Cindy's story, because it's not someone else. It's your next-door neighbor. it's there but for the grace of God, go any of us. So Cindy was living the great American dream. Her husband lost his job, and all of a sudden she's homeless. And she's got four kids who have adjusted with greater or lesser ability. So let's talk about your son who hasn't adjusted. He's what, 35, you said? So he's what, the second child?
He's 30, like 33.
Okay.
He's a really handsome, very handsome guy. He's got a great heart. He's very intelligent. He's smart. As a child, he had high-level adult humor. He had high-level thinking. He was very insecure as a child at home, but he's very popular at school. And one of the very few, and this is going to sound really weird, but, you know, for a white kid, he's an Irish boy. He's got beautiful red hair. I mean, gorgeous. He never was made fun of. He carries himself well in that way. In high school, he was one of the first that was ever accepted into, like, all these different groups, which is so weird for me to say because there is a lot of racialness in school, and they make it themselves. These kids do it to themselves. But Ryan could go into every single group, and they're like, hey, dude, you belong. So he's so welcoming in every which way. But he doesn't have a good relationship, as I see things growing up, and it has really affected him now.
Doesn't have a good relationship with whom?
Huh?
Doesn't have good relationship with whom?
I think with women, and I think with himself, and with life. He's one of these concrete jungle sort of anti. He followed a very strong-willed, very forceful, very smart, very gifted and gated, overachieving sister.
Yeah, well, he's a classic second child.
He's the classic second child, and yep. He didn't want to have any. He wondered why I had other kids. He didn't
of course.
Want other
of course. Of course not. So, but look, he's a classic second child. He can't be as smart as his big sister.
Yeah, I never compared them,
this isn't about you. This is about him. As he's a classic second child, he gets to be the baby for a while. Then that role is taken over by somebody else. So he becomes charming, but basically insecure. He doesn't understand. So he becomes a troublemaker. He'll become the one who stirs the pot. Tell me what's going on today. Where did he graduate high school?
What's going on today is that yes, he graduated high school, but I don't think he's ever evolved. He's never gone any further. You know,
does he have a job?
His younger brother. No, he doesn't have a job.
Okay, so where is he living?
He lives with his buddy around the corner from where we once lived. He's never moved, and his buddy lives with his mom, and he's feeling very guilty. He's been living there all this time, but he
does he have a job?
He doesn't have a job. He's had jobs in and out, but he's.
Are you feeling that there's any mental illness involved here?
There is an illness. He is. Yeah, I really believe he's bipolar. I have manic depressive behaviors. My whole entire family does. We all do. My parents did.
But does he have any evidence? Is there any evidence of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Give me a couple of examples of evidence.
Absolutely. Well, he has no coping skills.
That's not a symptom of manic depression. That's a symptom of no coping skills.
Well,
listen,
right,
Cindy.
Okay.
Cindy, I need you to take a deep breath here, because. You said to me at the beginning that I wanted to talk about my son, and I realized this is about me. And I don't disagree with you, but we can focus on one or the other. And what you're telling me is your perceptions as a mom, which is interesting, but not if we got to focus on one or the other. Because if we're focusing on your son, then I need not your interpretation of events, but as much factual information as you can give me, because it's, you know, I'm not, look, you're not a psychologist, you're a mom. And so you're going to do exactly what you're doing, which is you're comparing to other kids, you're talking about, that I need to know what, that you're saying, my diagnosis is that he's bipolar. And I'm saying, all right, give me examples. And you're saying no coping skills. I said, that isn't a symptom of manic depression.
Well, he's happy one day, he's high in life, and then he's down low again.
Has he ever been to a therapist?
He has on his own, and now he refuses to do that.
Okay. What
sleep,
is he asking you?
Doesn't work.
Is he asking you for money at this moment?
He asks me for money all of the time.
Do you give him money?
Because he manipulates me, yes.
Time out. Either he asks you for money and you give him money, or he asks you for money and you don't give him money. That by definition, somebody asking you for money is manipulating you, right? They're saying, give me something that you probably don't want to give me that I want. So that by definition is manipulation. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you give it to him or not? And if you give it to him, why? And if you don't give it to him, why not?
I give it to him because he doesn't have any food, and so I'm like,
so what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if you didn't give him money?
He'd have to figure it out.
Okay, so there. So wait a minute. Stop. He asks you for money because he doesn't have food.
Right.
You give him money, but I said, what would happen if you didn't give him money? And you're saying he'd have to figure it out. So is giving him money sensible or not sensible?
Well, I just don't want to see my kids.
No. Answer the question. You just said to me, here's the syllogism.
Not sensible.
It's not sensible. It's not sensible. You're saying to me, I give him money. It makes him dependent. It makes me poor. And he doesn't do any problem solving. If I didn't give him money, he'd have to figure it out. He's 31 years old. Don't you think it might be appropriate for him to learn how to figure it out? And what's the obstacle to him not figuring it out? Dum, 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 mom. Therefore,
right.
Giving him money makes you feel good at his expense. So you have to stop giving him money. Right?
Right.
Which means that's going to have to ballast you, because part of what you're saying is, Joy, I've lost everything. I don't have my house. I don't have my social standing. I view myself as homeless. I was, everything in my car. At least let me feel like I'm a good mom. And I'm saying, Cindy, a good mom doesn't do things to make her feel better at her son's expense. So as difficult as it is at a time where you're feeling very vulnerable, you need to find that inner strength, which, believe it or not, will help both of you. Because what you will realize is saying no is the more difficult but more appropriate path, and saying no means that he then has to figure it out, which is the point of parenting. It's not to figure out things for our kids, but to help them achieve the tools to figure it out for themselves. And if they don't have the tools, then we send them to somebody, especially at 31, to help them acquire those tools. And if they're never going to acquire those tools, to get them in a situation where they'll be taken care of. But not by you, because you can't do it. You're not. First of all, you don't have the physical resources, the financial resources. At some point, you're 30 years older than he is, so you're not going to be around. So any way you look at it, you giving him money is the wrong choice. And put you on hold. You sort of chew on that for a minute. Don't hang up on me. All right, and I'll be back. Justine, hang on. I'll get to you, I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Cindy, who's had, she's really hit a rough part of her life. And she has a son who has, in typical second child fashion, has had the most difficult time adjusting. And Cindy, as a mom, sort of feels protective toward him, which is understandable, but in the long run, fairly disastrous. So you hear I'm saying that, and my suggestion is not that you just stop giving him money per se, but you sit him down and say, look, Charmer, because understand, when he asks you for money, he doesn't feel good about it. When you give him the money, he doesn't feel good about it. When he spends the money, he doesn't feel good about it. So it's, and it means that you're out the money. And the message that you're sending your son, really, is of the four of you, you're the one who needs the most help. That's not, you know, that isn't the message you want to be sending. And I know you're not doing it out of malice, but it's what's happening. So there needs to be a discussion between you and your son that says, darling, I'm in some trouble. I could use some help. So instead of him feeling sorry for himself, there's a possibility that he'll help you. But at least if he doesn't help you, he'll understand that hitting you up is just really not feasible on an ongoing basis, which should lessen the pressure on you a little bit. But if it doesn't, you still have to say to him, darling, I just can't do this right now. What else can I do to help you?
Well, I actually texted him that because he doesn't like to talk. I actually said pretty much what you said yesterday, and his reply was, I'm working on it.
Good.
But here's where I'm at. Well, okay. That I've heard that forever.
That's okay. It doesn't make any difference. It's his problem,
right.
Not yours.
You're right. And that's, so I guess what I'm asking is how do I let go and let him know that, you know, his life's going to be okay?
Well, but listen, I just gave you the formula. That's saying, listen, tell me what I can do to help you. Here's what you could do to help me. And being willing to not take the easy way, and reminding yourself as a parent, it's the only situation in our whole lives that we ever really must think of the long term consequences and somebody else before ourselves.
Right.
Because when you give him money, it makes you feel better temporarily, but it makes the situation disastrous. Because in the long run, is the person who's paying for your self esteem at that moment is your son, and he can't afford it, sugar.
Well, he won't do anything about it.
But no, you don't know that because we've never seen it. Which means, look, let me give you the King Timahoe story again. I think it's the second or third time this week, but it's a valuable story. Dog comes into the Oval Office, Nixon's dog, King Timahoe, Irish Setter, scratches the carpet. Nixon says, don't. The dog scratches the carpet again. Nixon says, don't. Finally, dog scratches the carpet third time. Nixon opens the desk to the drawer, throws the dog a bone. Kissinger says, congratulations, you've taught him to scratch three times. You give him a bone. So your son has learned,
right.
Okay, here's what I do.
I heard that story, and that's exactly what I thought.
So, all right. So you're teaching your son. Just keep asking, and sooner or later I'll give you the money. So stop. So just say, listen, I just don't have the money to give you. I'm your mom. I love you. I'm always willing to be here to talk with you, to bounce, you know, to hear your ideas. No, I love you. Can't give you money.
Right.
And then hang tough. And my dear, listen, you've worked. It sounds like you haven't worked your entire life, but you've worked. Your husband hopefully paid taxes, paid Social Security. If you need some help, get some help. Get psychological help, get food stamps, get housing allowances, get what you need.
Yeah, I don't apply. I don't, that doesn't work for me. I tried that once, and I thought for sure I'd be able to apply for any of those, and I was denied. He's on food stamps.
Good.
I told him that it's not an insult. There's something there. But you're right. I am worried about my particular future. My husband isn't. He's very careless about everything.
Honey, my dear, I know the judge is saying you're not divorced, but you can think of yourself as divorced at this moment. Let him worry about himself.
Right.
Stop worrying about people that you can't do anything about. The only behavior you can be responsible for is yours. Can't change your son's behavior, can't change your husband's behavior. You can focus on yours. And it's a time to be a little bit selfish, not for immoral reasons, but for survival reasons. And understand
yeah.
that you're taking care of other people. You worrying about your husband doesn't do him any good. He views you as a nag. Worrying about your son doesn't do him any good. He views you as viewing him as an inadequate child, of the least capable of his children, of your children. So it's not like you're making a moral decision. Well, I'm going to worry about them, and that's a good thing. You're going to worry about them. It has no positive effect and a fair amount of negative. So stop doing it. If you push button A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, and you hate B, stop pushing A. You're pushing A. Stop doing it. Try it for a week.
I don't believe that I'm a failure. In fact, I think I'm a really big success story.
Great.
I've had to fight for every single thing.
Then let them do the same thing, Cindy.
And I'm just going to have to tell him that. Right. And
just remind yourself of that. Let me tell you a quick one more story, then I'm going to go to Justine. Okay? At one point, my daughter said, she was complaining about a financial situation. And I said, well, you know, you got a mom, you got a backstop. I'll loan you some money. And she said, Mom, every cent you have, you earned all by yourself. It allows you to sleep at night. Let me do the same thing. And I thought, God bless you, kiddo. You're exactly right. You are a success because everything you have, you fought for. Don't take that away from your son. And don't ever believe or make him believe that he can't do it.
Yeah, that's no, I don't.
All right? All right. Call me in a week. Tell me the changes.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Will do.
Hang in there. Go listen to the podcast because you're going to forget this. You're going to say she doesn't understand. You know, he really needs the help. You're going to backslide. All right. Good girl.
I get it all. Yeah.
Good. All right.
I just have to do it.
Yes, you do. All right. All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Justine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient with me. How am I to help?
Hi, Joy. This is Justine. I've called you a couple of times before, and I am calling for some advice about going to our first marriage counseling session today.
Okay.
And just wondering if there's a good way to start off and, you know, get it started on the right foot without a laundry list of complaints.
All right. So give me a little bit of background. How old are you, Justine?
Oh, how old am I? I am almost 44.
Okay. How old's husband?
46.
What? How long have you been married?
This will be our 7th year of marriage.
Okay. You got kids?
We each have one grown.
Okay. From your point of view, what's the problem?
I called you in September, and my husband had a kind of a mental break. And was diagnosed bipolar and was having some auditory hallucinations. And he's also been, well, he's an alcoholic, but he's been sober from alcohol for about nine years almost. And still uses some prescription medication for some back pain. So at that point, I call up pretty distressed and trying to figure out where to go from here, and you were able to kind of clear some things up for me. So my role has been, because he's been in a real fragile state, is to kind of continue to be more of a supporter, to allow him to kind of try to figure some things out for himself. I did request that he start going to individual counseling, and I started doing some individual counseling myself. So I feel like my work with my therapist kind of got me to the point of it's time for us to do work together to see
Let me ask you a question.
What we can do.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to stay in this marriage?
That would be my preference, but I
okay.
do. I feel like we keep hitting the same obstacles.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
It always
so,
seems like
so what would make what change? What would you be willing to give up or change in your behavior to negotiate a change in his behavior? So what would your change be, and what would you like from him? What are you willing to give up to, and what are you willing to in exchange for getting something from him, as specifically as you can? So what do you want from him first?
I think that's what I'm hoping the therapist can help me to determine what it is.
Well, you don't have any sense of it going in? You don't have any sense of what you want?
I think what I would like is for him to become more financially independent. I've been pretty much just the person who's had the bills and been doing the bills, and we've tried
okay.
various
so does,
different
does
ways.
Okay, so does he have a job?
He does.
Okay, so when you say, I'll tell you what, when we come back, tell me what financially independent would mean, all right? I understand you pay the bills, but is it he's not making enough money, you want him to help pay the bills? See if we can clarify that statement for me, all right? Put you on hold, come back in just a moment, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Justine, who's done some individual counseling. She's been married for 7 years to her current husband. Both of them have grown kids. And both of them have been doing some individual therapy. And I said, Justine, you know, what is, you don't necessarily want to go in with a laundry list because that's going to, I mean, as you pointed out, you know, the two of you have gone through that laundry list before. So I'm saying that for me, as a therapist, the helpful kind of scenario is both of you coming in saying what you want and what both of you are willing to give up to get it, and then we negotiate that. So we start from very specific points. We don't have to decide that somebody's wrong and somebody's right. We just have to figure out what each of you want and how we're going to achieve it. So you're saying you'd like your husband to be more financially independent. And what specifically does that mean? What would he do differently than what he's doing now?
Well, because of the manic behavior, there has been use of credit cards without permission, medical things that I was unaware of that he didn't have money for that he put on credit cards. Basically, he has more expenses than he has money coming in.
And so, how do you pay bills?
I have a list of all the bills that we have, and like at one point I had turned off the cable because I thought that was something that wasn't an absolute necessary kind of need in our life, and he was fine with that. And when the football season came on, he wanted back on.
Right. So it sounds to me.
We negotiate like what the price when we have our health insurance.
Okay. It would seem to me. All right, Justine, it would seem to me that, and again, I don't want to usurp the position of your therapist, but you're giving kind of a mixed message. On the one hand, you say you want him to be financially independent. What you want him to do, I think, is be more financially responsible. And the way to be more financially responsible, and I don't know, is he on medication for bipolarity or not?
Yes.
Does he take his medication? Is he compliant?
As far as I know, I don't watch him do it, but I can definitely tell when something's
okay.
off. I'm not completely convinced that he's as stable as he could be, but you know, I have no control over that.
Well, you don't have any control. You don't want to become his nurse or his therapist, but you can say, hey, look, here's what happens. You know, I'm your wife. I live with you, and it's not that your medication should smooth everything out. I don't should be a zombie, but I noticed that, you know, that for me the issue about bipolarity, the scary part is not that you can't trust your emotions when you're sad, because I mean, being sad feels terrible regardless of the trigger, regardless of whether it's external or internal. For me, the scary part of bipolarity is not trusting your emotions when you're feeling happy. Because that's got to feel really crappy. You know, I don't know if I really am happy or it's just a chemical imbalance. So for me, the way that I, as a therapist, I've always helped somebody deal with that is, look, it's not that you're not going to be happy and sad, and that you and being happy and sad is part of being human. But you want to make sure that the happy and sad is attributable to something other than a biochemical imbalance, because that's going to feel really scary. Not so much for the negative, but for the positive. If you can't trust when you're happy, what is your life going to feel like? So that there's a reason. It's very, because as you're aware, the issue of compliance with bipolarity in particular, I mean, there's always an issue of compliance with medication. We're a country that believes you only take pills recreationally. God forbid they should do any good. So the idea for in particular bipolarity is nobody wants to offset the highs because the highs feel great. And so my way of dealing with somebody who's bipolar and trying to get the compliance is, geez Louise, that must feel really weird and scary and unstable to not be able to trust when you're happy. And, you know, when they think about it, then all of a sudden you get compliance because they're thinking, yeah, I want to be happy because there really is some reason to be happy, not because I'm off my meds for the day and knowing that I'm going to crash and not knowing when or why or how. It's going to feel like a life out of control, which in fact it is. So one of the things you can say as his wife is not, are you taking your meds, but tell me why you're feeling happy, or tell me what's going on with you. And not that you're trying to monitor him, is that this would be a normal conversation to have between two people who love each other, of, gee, you seem really happy today, what's going on with you? Or, gee, you seem really sad, is there something I can do to cheer you up? And so it's a way of interacting and not being completely detached, but also not being in control of somebody else's lives or meds. And in terms of the financial stuff, it sounds to me that obviously the two are inextricably linked. If you think when he's non-compliant that he's irresponsible because he's non-compliant, then there needs
to be a running theme.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, with all, you know.
But one of the ways of dealing with that. But right. Justine, there are ways of dealing with that. And the obvious one is we pay all the bills together and everything needs a double signature. So it's not a matter that you can't take money out, I can't take money out, and I can't cut off the cable in football season because you want it, that we make decisions, financial decisions, jointly. So neither of you are responsible. You don't become the mom. He doesn't become the spendthrift. That you set up a system that allows both of you to discuss what's important, that both of you get a vote, that neither of you has more power than the other, and you need double signatures. And that's a relatively easy phenomenon.
Well, I mean, I like that. I feel a bit unsafe in it just because, and maybe that's the part to go into a therapist and say, you know, I would like to be able to have joint financial responsibility. His, you know, handing it over to me,
Well, that's unstable. It won't work. It won't work. And we already know that. So look, my dear, if it hasn't worked in the past, the likelihood of it working in the future isn't very high. If nothing's changed, nothing's going to change. So rather than going in with a list of grievances of things that you know aren't going to work, go in with how, you know, what the issue is, and either what you propose as a solution and then you negotiate it. And therapy is a great place to negotiate because there's nobody who has any more power. The therapist really becomes the mediator between the two of you. So it's not about, if you love me, you do this, or, you know, your mother always said that, or you've always tried to do this. None of that can happen in therapy or shouldn't happen in therapy. It's okay, let's problem solve. It's not a matter who's right and who's wrong. It's we need to have a viable solution that works for both of you, which is, again, the model of what do you need and what are you willing to give up to get that. So, And the point being, I think I would still argue, Madir, and we're going to run out of time in this section, and I can keep you over if you have the time, which is you got to make sure that this is something you really want to do, that you really want to stay in this marriage, and if what you need to do to make sure that you stay there. Because if I'm getting the sense outside of your marriage that you've essentially thrown in the towel and you're just going through the motions, that isn't how you want to go into therapy. So what I'd like you to do is just sort of munch on that notion of, am I really committed to working on this marriage? And if so, what do I need to make it viable? Let me put you on hold and I'll come back to you, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.